First scripture reading today is Micah chapter 6, verses 6 through 8, which can be found on page 850 in the Old Testament. With what shall I come before the Lord and bow myself before God on high? Shall I come before him with burnt offerings, with calves a year old? Will the Lord be pleased with 1,000 of rams, with 10,000s of rivers of oil? Shall I give my firstborn for my transgression, the fruit of my body, for the sin of my soul? He has told you, O mortal, what is good, and what does the Lord require of you but to do justice, and to love kindness, and to walk humbly with your God. Second reading is from Matthew chapter 25, verses 31 through 46, which can be found on page 28 in the New Testament. When the Son of Man comes in his glory and all the angels with him, then he will sit on the throne of his glory. And all the nations will be gathered before him, and he will separate people one from another as a shepherd separates the sheep from the goats. And he will put the sheep at his right hand and the goats at the left. Then the king will say to those at his right hand, come you that are blessed by my Father. Inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundations of the world. For I was hungry, and you gave me food. I was thirsty, and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger, and you welcomed me. I was naked, and you gave me clothing. I was sick, and you took care of me. I was in prison, and you visited me. Then the righteous will answer him, Lord, when was it that we saw you hungry and gave you food? Or thirsty and gave you something to drink? And when was it that we saw you a stranger and welcomed you, or naked and gave you clothing? And when was it that we saw you sick or in prison and visited you? And the king will answer to them, truly I tell you, just as you did it to one of the least of those who are members of my family, you did it to me. Then he will say to those at his left hand, you that are cursed, depart from me into the eternal fire, prepared for the devil and his angels. For I was hungry, and you gave me no food. I was thirsty, and you gave me nothing to drink. I was a stranger, and you did not welcome me. Naked, and you did not give me clothing. Sick, and in prison, and you did not visit me. Then they will answer, Lord, when was it that we saw you hungry, or thirsty, or stranger, or naked, or sick, or in prison, and did not take care of you? Then he will answer to them, truly I tell you, just as you did not do it to one of the least of these, you did not do it to me. And these will go away into eternal punishment, but the righteous into eternal life. May God bless our understanding of this reading.
For most of my 27 years of life, I've thought about heaven or the afterlife in a fairly straightforward way. I believe that after we die, we go to a mysterious place where we will be united with God and in a full and perfect way and reunited with our loved ones who have gone before us. This belief is one that I grew up with and is one that I think many of us hold. And I continue to have faith that there is more to life than this one. When we think about heaven, it is often in the context of exactly this, death. Recently, I have thought about it more than I ever have. A little over a month ago, as my grandmother was dying, she was talking with us all about all the people she looked forward to seeing soon. Her husband, my grandpa, her parents, her beloved dog, Rosie, and my sister, Teresa, who died as an infant. This firm belief in heaven gave my grandmother incredible peace in her last 72 hours of life and in the 40 days between her cancer diagnosis and death. I thought about my grandmother in heaven this week as I read our passage from the Gospel of Matthew. And I was reminded what our scripture actually says about heaven. Our passage comes from the last chapter of the Gospel of Matthew, And in this last chapter, it describes three parables of what is described as the kingdom of heaven. First is the parable of the 10 brides, then is the parable of the talents, and then finally our passage for today, which describes the Son of Man, Christ, sitting on a throne, separating folks as a shepherd does between his goats and his sheep. In this parable, both categories of people are shocked to learn that they are either saved or not saved. And what distinguished these two groups? It's simple. Those who had compassion for those most in need. Jesus tells the people gathered, "For I was hungry and you gave me food. I was thirsty and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger and you welcomed me. I was naked and you gave me clothing. I was sick and you took care of me. I was in prison and you visited me." And those who acted in such a way did so to Jesus himself. They were serving Christ, even if they did not realize it at the time. Of course, upon hearing this, none of us should be terribly surprised to learn what God requires of those who seek to follow her. After all, we have practically memorized the verses that summarize this passage. Do justice, love kindness, walk humbly with God. Our church theme for this year. We talk about loving God and loving our neighbor often. We pray about having care for the least of these. We give coats to refugees and contribute to important mission projects and causes. But yet, the brokenness of our world makes it so that we often forget this imperative to feed the hungry, clothe the naked, visit the imprisoned from one Sunday to the next. I know I do. This parable implies that we can only get to heaven by serving the least of these. But throughout the Old and New Testaments, there are many different passages and stories describing the kingdom of heaven, and some even describe it as already here among us, not in this far-off place. Like when Jesus says in the Gospel of Luke, "The kingdom of heaven is among you." Ultimately, biblical scholars haven't come to a single theological doctrine about heaven, about where it is and when it will come and how can we bring it about, when or will we recognize it when it's here, or is it already here? Most sum it up in a sort of both and phrase, here and not yet. These somewhat confusing or even perhaps contradicting passages on salvation about the kingdom of heaven may seem to just serve to muddle our understanding, but for me, they serve to widen my understanding of heaven. Heaven is not just a place following the end of our earthly life or when Jesus comes again, but it is here, it's near, with us. Perhaps not fully, but in glimpses, in so-called thin places, when times when the divine seems especially close to us. It's all around us, if we have ears to hear and eyes to see it. Jesus, in his life here on earth 2,000 years ago, taught us how to live in a way that brought about this kingdom of heaven. He taught us that we are to eat with the sick and the outcast, visit the sick, and visit the imprisoned. We are called not just to sit and wait to be in a someday heaven, but to be one with God and to trust that God is already here, working with us to bring about a life that is just, merciful, kind, loving, and humble. As we heard in our gospel story today, we are reminded that our actions matter. It matters who we speak up for and how loudly we speak. When we push for prison reform or pack backpacks for hungry children in Bloomfield or donate our money so that preschoolers in Hartford can learn how to eat in a healthy way and grow vegetables, we're not just hoping that this will earn us points for a someday heaven, but we have faith that we are trying to bring about a kind of just world, a kind of just heaven here on earth. And here in our own congregation, I often have the privilege of experiencing these glimpses of salvation, of witnessing to folks living out the life to which Jesus calls us. Just last weekend at the Harvest Supper, there was a young girl who was very nervous to perform her talent. A peer of hers noticed that she was hesitant and thought about a time when she herself had a piano recital and was also very nervous to perform. So she decided to give her peer lots of encouragement and support, and even spoke right into the microphone on behalf of her friend to get our attention. And because of her empathy, this girl was able to see the face of God in her friend. And because of both of these young girls, we all were able to enjoy the gifts that they shared with us. Friends, Scripture may seem mysterious when it comes to the exact location of the kingdom of heaven, but what is very clear is that Jesus is embodied in the hungry, the thirsty, the sick, the naked, the stranger, the imprisoned, and also in the nervous friend who needs our support. Jesus is everywhere, all around us. Do we have the humility to recognize him and then invite him in? I still have faith that my grandma was reunited with my grandpa in heaven when she died. But I also believe that she worked her entire life to live in a way that brought about the reign of God here on earth. Heaven is here. We must have the courage to find it, to tell each other about it, to see it in one another, and to bring it together as an intrinsically connected community and world. And as we look ahead to the beginning of the season of Advent, when we wait in hopeful anticipation that Jesus will yet again come to dwell among us, let us follow Jesus' example by being in solidarity with those most need of compassion, trusting that we can only do it with the help of our Creator and each other. Let us pray. Keep your church alert, Holy Spirit, ready to hear when you are calling and when you challenge us. Keep us hopeful, Holy Spirit, knowing that Christ will come again. Rouse our spirits, Lord Jesus, that whenever you come to the door and knock, you may find us awake, ready to admit and to serve you. Stir up, O Lord, the wills of your faithful people. Through Jesus our Lord. Amen.